week, an AI agent bought a domain, opened a Cloudflare account, and put an application into production without touching anyone's credit card. Cloudflare and Stripe published a joint protocol that formalizes the agent as a direct customer of cloud infrastructure. That's the new baseline. The question that follows, who pays and at what cost when the agent scales? Today on The Wire, the $725 billion that big tech is burning to answer that, the chip Huawei is selling while NVIDIA waits at customs, the SRE agent that cuts incident resolution time by 90%, and the benchmark that tells you to test all of this before giving the agent autonomy. The Cloudflare and Stripe protocol works in three layers: discovery, authorization, and payment. In discovery, the agent calls Stripe Project's catalog and receives a JSON catalog of available services by provider. In authorization, Stripe verifies the user's identity. Cloudflare provisions a new account or routes existing users via OAuth and returns API credentials directly to the CLI. In payment, Stripe furnishes a token that the provider uses to bill domains, subscriptions, or consumption by usage. In practice, the agent runs Stripe Project's init, builds the application, calls Stripe Project's add cloudflare/registrar/domain, and lands on a production URL at a newly registered domain. The only mandatory human steps are accepting Cloudflare's terms of service and authorizing the agent to proceed. That's it. Cloud providers always assumed a human on the other end of account creation and credential issuance. This protocol inverts the premise. Stripe becomes the trust anchor and payment rail for non-human customers. The most relevant architectural move is the JSON catalog. By exposing provisioning capabilities as a machine-readable surface instead of a dashboard, Cloudflare publishes a surface that agents can reason about and, eventually, select vendors based on price, latency, or compliance posture without preloaded human preference. Agent provisioning infrastructure in real time is the behavioral inflection, but there's a cost inflection happening in parallel, and it favors whoever has their own hardware. A Lenovo study, On-Premise versus Cloud, GenAI TCO 2026, puts a hard number on that comparison. Dedicated infrastructure hits cost parity with the cloud in under 4 months. In continuous production and at scale, the difference reaches 18 times. Cost per million tokens generated, roughly $2 in the cloud versus 11 cents on dedicated hardware. For large models, the spread goes to $29.09 in the cloud versus $4.74 on-prem, an 84% reduction. The TCO model covers 5 years, including hardware, power, operations, and maintenance. The mechanism is utilization mathematics. Generative AI in production runs continuously. In the cloud, the cost per token accumulates linearly, regardless of idle time. On-prem, the fixed capital costs distribute over growing volumes of tokens, and unit cost collapses over time. Break-even in under 4 months puts the decision within a single budget cycle. The caveat, it's a Lenovo study. Lenovo sells servers. The methodology is verifiable, but the scenarios modeled are the most favorable to dedicated hardware. What contextualizes the Lenovo argument is what's happening at the other end of the chain. Google, Amazon, Microsoft, and Meta committed a combined $725 billion in CapEx for 2026, a 77% jump from $410 billion the year before. Microsoft CFO Amy Hood revealed in Q1 2026 results that $25 billion of the company's $190 billion CapEx budget is directly attributable to rising memory chip prices. That number exceeded the analyst consensus by $38 billion. Market data explains the pressure. TrendForce reported contractual DRAM prices rising roughly 95% quarter over quarter in Q1 2026, with additional increases projected at 58-63% for Q2. NAND is expected to rise 70-75% in Q2. The Phison CEO stated that all NAND production for 2026 is already committed. Data centers consume 70%.